was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Oh, that boss. Tonight I'm here with the share it with something. If you know anybody that needs healing and deliverance tonight, send this message out to them. To tell him just to come on. Remind your Lord of I'm under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my. I am moving strategically tonight. By the heavens and heavens. There are different types of heaven there. Animal kingdom, the different type of kingdom. Oh God, tonight I come. Let me Oloba. Ramango Lobo. Say you are bound. You have no power and you have no authority. And as I say welcome to everyone tonight, first and foremost, I say welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome in this place tonight. Welcome to come and touch us tonight. Welcome to come and heal us tonight. Holy Spirit of the living God. Hola Mande. We bow before you tonight, Father God. We bow before you tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that your name is above everything. We declare that you are worthy, Almighty God, that we may be singing Jesus. Barokola Ramande. You walk the earth in the flesh, Karakoitanaba. Though you are God, you manifest your presence in the flesh. Oh, you can come in my stance and now I descend. Move in the fullness of man, mankind. And you may be able to come in. Oh my God. Your hands are the voice tonight. We the kind of we when we open our mouths tonight. The spirit of the living God come home and saturate us. Worthy is your name. Jesus. 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 I'm gonna need you to get it. I hide from yourself now. you thought that I couldn't say a minister to yourself. You mean any person that you could use as a vessel. Be declared God Almighty in your name. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, Shaira, da, da, da.
Was my cross you bore, yes. So I could live in the freedom you died for.
We worship. We worship.
My life is yours.
Love my name, mama, 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 mama. Some of us are going through heartaches tonight. Some of us are seeing things differently tonight. Why, Lord? Why me? Why me, Lord? I can't take it anymore. My Father God is saying to me, He is worthy to be praised. We're worthy to be exalted. Praise Him in the mountain. Praise Him in the mountain tonight. Praise Him in your mountain. What is your mountain? It's everything that you're going through that's not of God. But even though you're going through it, it's not of Him, He said He will lead you out of it. He will guide you out of it. The best part about it is when you come out, you got to give Him praise, you got to give Him praise anyhow. Praise Him in your dilemma. Praise Him in your mountain.
Worthy is your name.
Worship. We worship you tonight. Cleanse me in the blood of Jesus. Change me for your mercy. Change me for your goodness. Change me for your peace. Change me for your joy. Change me for your everlasting kindness. Change me to speak your word and to speak it only. Oh, your name is worthy. Every heaviness gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of witchcraft gone in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and every disease gone in the name of Jesus. Every foul ancestral spirit gone in the name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, under the sound of my voice, every demonic source. God, in the name of Jesus, in your house, out of your house, on your job, in your car, anywhere you walk.
You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names.
every high place in Calvin. Saturated the fire. Saturated the fire. All those high places. Yes. Yes. We intercede tonight for our family. We intercede tonight for our generation. We intercede tonight for the nation. Yes! Let the water come and let it saturate. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O God. Let your fire come down, O God. Let it remove every mark out of our lives tonight and out of our family and out of our generation. Move strategically now. Every pain. Hallelujah. If you need healing tonight, wherever the pain is, lay your hands upon it in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand in the gap for your family tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Every cataract in your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. Every blindness, everything that want to come in your eyesight in the name that is above every single name. Every cancer in the body, we stand in the gap tonight for our families and for our friends and for our generation. Every break can be mine. Every spirit of cancer tonight. Release it in the atmosphere tonight, God. Every spirit of dictation, break it and we bind it tonight. Imalekitu, imalekuba, imalekumikuta. I am the Lord that hears, I'm the Lord that sees, and I'm the Lord that knows. I'm the Lord that heals, and I'm the Lord that sanctifies. Oh, merciful God. Almighty God. And now my shame is gone. Supernatural Father. Creator of the universe. Sit on high, but you come down low to us. You sent your Son, and He died, and He lived to us. That the nations may come to know that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and true. We worship you tonight, Almighty God. We worship you tonight, Almighty God. We worship you tonight, Almighty God. Oh, Ramamba, Baba, La, worship. Come into every home tonight. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit saturate every doorpost tonight, God Almighty. Let the death angels come, let it not touch her home because the blood of Jesus will reside upon her. Jesus, on our children and on our children's children. Jesus.
Be exalted now.
Jesus.
As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise.
Bind shingles out of the body. Anybody that has shingles tonight, anybody that have any kind of bumps up over their body, I break it and I bind it tonight in the name of Jesus. Anybody with blood disorder tonight, I call for the blood of Jesus to come and to change that blood disorder in the body. Tonight is the night to see that, to see your fourth man in the fire, Jesus. Oh, what a joy. Oh, what a peace. Oh, what a joy. Oh, what a peace tonight. What a joy and what a peace tonight. Oh my God, you should see that. You should feel that peace. You should put your hand up and thank him for that peace. A pass it all understand. My Rama. Mikhil Bokunda. Oh, Yamanina Siki. Everything that's of you, Lord Jesus. Everything for Genesis 1. We said it is good. Believing him for tonight. But you're believing him for tonight. But you're believing him for tonight. Stand and say, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. You have a court lawsuit? You have a lawsuit? You have a court suit? You have a, oh my God, no weapon. No weapon that form against you. Till it is your time. It begins tonight. From the end of the barrel to the top of the barrel. Every snake is under your feet. Have no power and no authority in your state. New jobs are on the horizon. People getting laid off. Oh my God. You get a new job. Trust me. Trust him. Trust him with every fiber of your being. Give me trust. Jesus. balaboko laba hande. Sickness and disease gone in the mighty name. Stand in the gap for your family tonight. Stand in the gap for your mind. Stand in the gap for your finances. Stand in the gap for your husband and your wife. Stand in the gap for your boyfriend and your girlfriend. I don't propose boyfriend and girlfriend, but hey, if you're looking to shop up life, get married. Glory to God for you and the baby. Yes, baby on the horizon. New babies, old babies, man, woman, sons, and boys and girls. Give God praise. Our God is wonderful. Our God is merciful. Our God's bring fire. Believe in God for a husband? Hey, you're already ready and he's waiting for you. I see somebody, I see one of my daughters gonna get married. You've been saying, you know, all this time I've been believing God for this man. They come and they go, and I believe the Father said it's right there. Put your hand out and receive him. It's right there. He may not be in the front bench or in the pew, but he's right there. He's in the church. And he's eyeing you. I see wedding, I see marriage. Glory. In the name of Jesus. I stand as an anchor. In the name of Jesus. That open up every door. The name that is above. Jesus. You better give him praise to me. After what my husband and I have been seeing all this week. And my God, Father. That Hurricane Melissa that destroyed my native land. And I see those people that's in want and in need. And I want to thank every single person tonight that gives, that I was able to send to you. Oh my God, if you didn't even give, I'll pray a blessing upon your basket. Supernatural in the natural. Supernatural from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Your basket would always be filled and running over. I'm not just talking about the ones that you know, I'm talking about every single person under the sound of my voice. That every poverty spirit, every single lack. Glory! Healing and deliverance in the children's bread. Healing does not necessarily mean you get a card for you sick. It means every single thing that's out of line. That doesn't look good. Glory. Glory to you. Glory, Jesus. We worship you. Warriors in the kingdom of God on this earth. We were in the spirit. War in the spirit. War for your family. War for your generation. War for your friends, war for your neighbors, war for your state, war for your country, war in the spirit.
This is my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your fire come and let it rest upon us tonight. Let it rest upon us tonight. Let it rest upon us tonight. Let the supernatural begins with us tonight. Let it everywhere we go from this day forward, where we open our mouth, let the nation shakes and trembles under the sound of a voice. We're destined to reign. We're destined to reign. We're destined to reign. The enemy has no power.
You deserve the praise.
Lema se kulaba. Oh, Rama. Promotions. Supernatural. And now my shame is gone. New jobs on the horizon. Eleba. Tonight is a night of war. Tonight is a night of healing. Tonight is a night of deliverance. Tonight is night when you come. Pray and set the captive free. Even the songs that he told me to play tonight. I didn't know what he was doing. I know the agenda he told me to move forward. That's all I do. I just follow the leaders of the Holy. And there's tires in your bones. Let it come out tonight. Same fire that you prayed and with the same fire that's going to release you. I just want to tell you that our God is faithful. Our God is wise. Our God is powerful. You hear that, my baby Mitch? You hear that, honey? We serve a God who is your best friend. When you have a victory, you don't need to have another friend. Because he is your friend from in your belly. And you know what, Mitchell, when you speak to your friend, he listens. And you know when you cry to him on your lowest point, driving to work, and you feel like you are so low. You could put this song on that I'm singing tonight. Worthy is your name. And you could blast it. Only that when you're driving to work, make sure you have your eyes on the road. Because I'm here to tell you tonight is significant. I hear the word significant. And I hear significantly. Rumors have already spoken. He's setting you up for you to move and hear him. And don't look to the right and don't look to the left. He said, I want you to look straight and left. And move forward strategically. And I speak to you. There's a lot of times he tells you things. You guess yourself. I can guess it for you. I don't know. But he's saying, hey, that's right. And blast it. Worthy is his name. And he deserves your praise. He deserves your worship. He deserves your praise. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it from every. The universe. You deserve the praise. I see water. And you know when you see water? You know what water does? Because you know what water does right now? Water comes and water actually washes every single way. Yeah. And there's so many seconds. There's so many seconds. And when you feel like you're going to do something, And you said, you know, I feel in my heart to do this. He's saying, trust your moves. Because in every single move, yeah, I'm in those moves. Even if you make a mistake. You hear me? Even if you make a mistake in those moves, he's saying, and I see Jesus smiling, I got you. I got you set up for greatness. Because worthy, he said, is his name. And another thing, this time next year, you're gonna testify about your new house. New house. Well, it's gonna happen. It's going to happen. And it's gonna happen just like that. And you're not gonna need too much money to get this home. Because you know how to use your money. Oh Lord. You've been set up for greatness. To go for it and do what you feel in your heart to do, say the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving praise for you. Your time has come for a change. Your time has come to move strategically in the heavens. Your time has come to shape locations upon locations. I see the fire of God in your mouth. It's on your tongue. Yes, there goes the fire. You think you could speak before? You think you could see before? You think they were here before? No. Put your hand in your mouth. Put your hand on your mouth. And they're going to fire your heaven. There it is, right now. That is a consuming fire. That comes like the gulf. That comes like the wind. In the seashore, it's like a land that is open up for connection. He said, I'm gonna connect you to some supernatural. You're gonna need a woman, a powerful woman of God. Write it down, honey. This is gonna happen. You're gonna meet a powerful woman of God. And she is a soldier in the kingdom of God. And you and her are going to do exploits together. She is a supernatural warrior. You have been set up for greatness. We're in the heavens tonight. We're moving strategically. I see money. I see supernatural. If it's not your money, hold on to it. Don't ever let it go. It is Mark 11, 23, 24. Kingdom wealth. And you know what? The father reminded me. Wait a minute, look here. Oh God, welcome. My daughter is on the phone with Gina. Oh my God, look at my baby girl. Let me see your beautiful baby. But anyway, if you ever see what I'm saying, give them praise, my love. The tides have changed. There will be a shift in your home. Look, it's coming. It's coming in a world-wide way. Kingdom wealth, kingdom business, opening of the door, Isaiah 54, verse 17, for the Lord. Pick it up, meditate. Oh Lord, I hear it in my Bible. Tonight is the night of the supernatural. I'm with you guys, but I'm not here. I'm strategically placed in the heavens. So whatever I'm saying tonight, you gotta write it down. Because I'm not speaking out of my voice. This is coming strategically from the kingdom of God. You know, Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. Hold on to that. With Isaiah 54, verse 17. And Proverbs 18. Anyway. I love this stuff. Change is coming in the house. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. I get so many testimonies this week.
It was my cross. Keisha,
so I could. How are you tonight? You know, I'm not a person that knows how to work this thing here. So if I say, how are you tonight? You, as a professional that know how to kind of zoom into this, you're supposed to unmute your phone and say, I'm okay.
I'm wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. How are you tonight? How are you doing tonight? How are you doing? How are you doing? I can't hear you. Are you on mute? Keisha.
Sorry, yes.
Okay, well, you must be in a kind of different zone, but I'm not in the
business. No, I thought you were talking to someone else. Yes, I'm good.
So who you want up on the line and come up all big and beautiful, all this stuff? Is it me or you? No, it's you. So how are you doing tonight? Like tonight, I said, I'm not here.
Tonight, I'm doing wonderful. Just taking everything in and letting the Lord speak to me. So I'm just trying to pay attention to not just what I see, but what I hear spiritually and see spiritually.
Do you have anything to tell anyone tonight?
Nothing for anyone specific, but the Lord was talking to me and he said, empty your heart before me. You don't have to hide your heart. If you're sad, you don't have to come to the Lord and pretend to be strong, because he gives you strength. So he was telling me, he said, you're sad. You're really sad. Why are you so sad? And then he was showing me all these things that have been distracting me, that the fight I'm fighting is not the real fight.
So now, I want you to put your hand out. Put your hand. And I want you to receive that fire. That fire that comes through my hand and going through your hands right now is the fire of the Holy Spirit. And when that fire comes, it comes to change. And it comes to set the captive free. It comes to change your eyes. If you take your glasses off, just let me see your eye for a moment. It really, when that glasses is off, the darkness of the Lord releases out of that eyesight. And then the fire of the Holy Spirit. I want you to put your hand over your belly. I want you to release all that is in you tonight. I want you to say, take it, Jesus.
Take it, Jesus.
Take it, Jesus.
Take it, Jesus.
Take it now, I pray.
Take it now, Lord. All of it.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
The mighty name of Jesus, I surrender.
Put your hand over your head right now. You feel that fire?
Yes.
Can you feel? That's the fire of the Holy Spirit of the living God. And when I put my hand upon my head, I could feel that fire going through your body. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hallelujah, there go the fire. Let it saturate your being. Let it saturate your being. In Jesus' mighty name. Doesn't that feel good? Hallelujah. Doesn't that feel good?
Much better.
Peace comes over. You feel like something cool all over your forehead. You feel nice and cool. That's the essence. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit. God is good. God is faithful. He loves us so much. He guides us so much. He does things intentionally that we can rest upon Him. Not only naturally, but spiritually. He is so faithful. Ever kind, ever merciful, and ever graceful. Our God is a God. Supernatural. We can't even get it right. I love you, baby.
I love you too.
Hallelujah. Almighty God. Oh, mighty God. I tell you, God speaks. God speaks. Trust me, God speaks. He told me something today. God speaks. Dahlia, God speaks. He speaks. Do you want me, you want to put in the, over here, I don't know what they call it, where I could see, can't hear, well, music, you can't hear the music, what you mean, you want me to tell you the name of the music, Verna, can't hear well music, Laura. Oh, because I wasn't going to put it up too high, but I want you to know the name of the music is Worthy is Your Name, Jesus. Did you hear that? I think you might have already heard me because I don't see where. Jesus. Now, if you want me to... Anyone, any person, anyone tonight want me to stand and believe God with you at this moment? Type it in here for me to see. God is doing something in the spirit. He's using me tonight to stand in the gap with you, not and only even for myself. So just type it in here. We pray. Whatever your needs are tonight. I guess nobody have any kind of prayer requests. Hallelujah. Maloko shikila baba. Koramase kelaba. Jesus, Jesus. Hola, Masi, Kenneba. Faith is a fact. But is it also an act? Father God, tonight we come. What's going on, Shoni? How come I just hear your name? What's up? Shoni? Can you hear me? What's going on? I know I'm talking to you, Shorty. You didn't hear me? I can't hear you.
Yeah, the music was high. I didn't hear you and I was typing.
Okay, what's going on? Because I was getting ready to pray and I hear your name. What's the matter? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm going through everything is closed right now. Going in court.
Huh?
I'm going in the final stage of that situation I'm with right.
With the court?
Yes.
When you gotta go?
We're waiting for everything to finalize, hopefully by this weekend.
And you worried about it?
No, I'm not worried about it. Right now.
Also, so I'm just supposed to believe that with you then?
Yeah.
You want me to believe that with you?
Yeah.
You put something up here? I didn't see anything. Oh. Wow, I didn't even see that. I was just getting ready to pray and I hear your name. I'm like, oh. So you have it over there? Oh, wow. Wow. I didn't see that. All right. So we're just going to give God thanks for that, let it come to the back.
Man.
We're just going to give God thanks that you just remove every stumbling block out of your way. That is your generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're just going to trust God that the generation of the righteous is blessed. That there won't be no confusion in your generation. I'm standing again for my son, daughter. Yeah, we just believe God and drive out every evil source. But there's something else different. That's not. We trust God for that, but that's just a sidekick of that. The other thing is what we're gonna be believing God for that court case. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Father. We just come tonight and we just stand in the gap, Lord God. And Father, you always say when you reveal something to me, especially to me, it's a reason why it's being revealed. I was going to go about my business, do my stuff, and I just hear his name. So we're going to stand in the gap. And we're going to declare Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that formed. No weapon. Every lying tongue. Every deceptive tongue. Every spirit of deceit. Father God, once he is truthful. Let's do it like this. Once he is truthful and he's not telling any lies about anything, Father, you send your angel to set up the courtroom right now. We call it dress the courtroom. The word dressing, that means you send your angels in and you dress the courtroom before he or whoever is helping him to get victory. That victory sustain. We thank you for his victory. We thank you for the supernatural in the natural. We thank you that you have somebody having favor, that you'll have favor. You will have favor with God and with men. We thank you, Father, that we not only pray your word, but we pray your essence come and stand in the presence for him. And I pray for this queen, daughter, now. No matter what it is, Lord Jesus, I come and I stand in the gap. And Father, first and foremost, I pray that he'll give. She will have her life saturate in your hand. Save her and deliver her, Lord. And that way she will make right decisions. Stand in the gap in her mind tonight. And Father, as you know, I do not... just pray blindside prayer because I want to know what I'm praying for and how I'm supposed to pray. But tonight, Lord, I just come and I give her over to you. And I thank you for her life. You've called her out of Montabate. Oh, Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. You have called out of our mother's womb by name, by a purpose and for a plan. And don't ever have her walk out of that plan. Never, ever, ever, ever. Let she come back to you, her first love. I thank you, Father. We speak to her spirit now. Denise, we speak to your spirit. And we command your spirit man to come alive. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Go in now and saturate her being. Touch her now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Bring glory now into her presence. Because you know what? You are Jesus Christ. And you are the Son of the living God. Through you, we sustain everything and all things. There is no other God beside you. So we move strategically in you. Everything that we need, you provide. Everything. Everything, everything, everything. Oh God, I see this wheel. I see a wheel and it's coming to a crash, like a crash. And I break it and I say, go back to where you come from. Do not surface yourself. I bind up every accident right now in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus on the highways. And on the byways, and on the backways, and on the street, every corner, every crevice. Father God, in Jesus' name, watch over your people, and take them from plan A to plan B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, to R, S, T, U, D, W, X, Y, Z. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Touch. 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 The joy of the Lord is your strength. Peace. Peace now forevermore. When you go into the water, if you can't swim, you will be drowned. Peter went into the water and Peter had fear. And that the Spirit of God is telling us, don't have any fear. Go into the deep with him and trust him now to sustain us. My baby girl, Natalia, God is good. Weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to God. Because I'm down every stronghold. Natalia, every single stronghold, pull it down now. Pull it down. Pull it down now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I just look and I see you warring in the spirit, warring for your family. And you're asking God to save them all because you want them to be saved and to be delivered. He heard your prayers. He heard your cry. In the midnight hour, and the early morning rise. Trust him for everything. Even for 2026, your new arising that's gonna show up. Trust God.
I will.
Trust him for your job.
I will.
Trust him. I see changes in 2026.
I receive a change.
I see supernatural changes. Come on, 2026.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. 2026 may look long, but it's not too far away. Because what's going on, honey? You're being conditioned. You're being seasoned. And seasoned with an ED. Because you want brew. And your capacity is still even not full. Because he's going to take you to places. Doors are going to open up in churches for you to preach. For you to minister. As a prayer intercessor. You're going to go forth and you're going to stand and you're going to teach people how to intercede. How to go into their belly. I see fire coming out of your hands, out of your eyes, out of your mouth, out of your ears, and out of your belly.
Amen.
And that's what you're praying for.
Oh, yes.
You want God to show up. You want God, and when you go out, and when you open your mind, and that's what you're saying, Father, I want people to just feel your presence when I...
That's very true, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you saying that. That's what I hear. Yeah. Because you know what? You are a supernatural intercessor. So he's going to use your prayer to move mountains and to shake nations.
Amen.
Not only here, but also in Jamaica. Yeah. People are going to line up because your sister church down there, they're going to line up just to come out for you to lay hands on them for them to be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I see it. I see it.
And I receive it.
I see it. I see it. I see the supernatural in the natural. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Oh, glory to God. You see, because tonight I'm not here. Tonight I'm in a different realm. Tonight I'll be moved by the Holy Spirit. So when the Spirit is moving like this, he speaks strategically. He does not speak natural language. Speaking the supernatural. Speaking the prophetic. And this is what we need in the body of Christ today. So tonight I come to you guys and I say thank you, Father God, for using me for your people. Thank you for your fire this night. Thank you for the Holy Spirit tonight. Thank you for using us tonight. Thank you for opening up doors and closing doors that needs to be closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I'm telling you, God is a God of the supernatural. I was coming on tonight and he said, oh, you're going to go online and there's going to be 20 people online. Now, look at that. I said, look, Dennis, threatening. I'm like, you know what? Okay, God. All right, we're going to go online. And I just see the word 20. Now, I'm looking up here. I see 19 and I'm like, okay. And then I see 20. Now, you know, that's God. That's what I was saying. God is a God that speaks. He's a God of his. Look, whatever you get from tonight, always remember that he's a God of the supernatural. And whatever he says, he is going to do. He will do it. Doesn't matter. Trust him. I mean, you see a dog that needs a bone and he go after that bone? Be like that dog that goes after the bus. Trust him for the supernatural. Trust him to change you. Trust him to open up your doors. Trust him to close your doors that need to be closed. Trust him that you're going to walk through the doors that he opened. Trust him for your finances. Trust him for your health. Trust him for your new home. Trust him for every single thing. Your husband, your wife, your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him in all things. I am so happy that I get to spend time with you tonight, guys. Normally, you know, I'm not online on Monday night because my husband and I and my grandbaby, we are having we have some work that we have to do in Orlando. So tomorrow we're going to be going. So keep us in prayer. We're leaving tomorrow. We'll be back on Wednesday. Preferably, I might be back again next week, Monday, because even though I'm supposed to be on class, I'll just skip classes just to hear what the Spirit is saying. Because next week, Tuesday, I got to be back in Orlando. But I want you to know, guys, keep us in prayer. Keep the Holy Tabernacle in prayer. Keep the next strategic move for me in prayer. Keep praying for the establishment, what God is going to be doing now over here in Palm Coast, in prayer. Because there is going to be a supernatural hub of healing that's going to take place in Palm Coast. So keep me in prayer. Keep the Holy Tabernacle in prayer. We're going to have, like what we used to have in Connecticut, healing school in the Palm Coast area. And people are going to be coming in the massive, in the grove. I just have to come up with the right date, if it's going to be Saturday or on a Sunday. But we are going to have that in Palm Coast. Father already spoke to me about it. We're going to have healing schools, prophetic classes, supernatural prayer groups. You can write that down, because that's what he said. That's what's going to come to pass. People are going to come in, and it's going to be just like what we used to have in Connecticut, or even greater. People come in there, all different kind of healing and deliverance, and dead people and people with blind eyes. I mean, we got people foot that grow out. It is going to be right here in the Palm Coast area, going out to the massive and to the nations of the world. Known fact. People that can testify. People that we already have around the world. That I have this one lady that called me this week and tell me, I don't know if she's online because I don't see any new faces here online. I'm not sure. But she said that I prayed for her. I think she talked to Verissa. She said she told Verissa about me because Verissa's online. She said, I prayed for her when I was in West Hartford, having healing school in West Hartford. And the baby was in Jamaica, died. And the Spirit of God tell me to tell her what. She would have to talk about it for herself. The Spirit of God tell me what to tell her. And I believe when they're pushing the baby down to the morgue, the baby toes start moving. Baby come back alive. That is the kind of God that we serve. I know this other guy right now, but I don't know. He's somewhere down here. His mom died, and the mom told him he should never lose contact. That young man in West Hartford, it was about four of them that was in a car from coming from high school, and three died, and he was the next one to die. And I was in St. Francis Hospital. One of my friends that had an operation. Let me tell you, I don't know what kind of God you serve. But the God that we serve is a God of the supernatural. Right there at St. Francis Hospital, when I went to go see my girlfriend, the nurse come in and said they got to look at her. So I had to go outside. When I go outside, I look to the left. And that was my daughter's godmother standing next to me. She said, you know, Joyce, I have a pet name in Jamaica. And she said, Joyce, what you doing here? And I'm saying, I'm here for Mary Lou. And I said, so what are you doing here? She said, you don't hear about the accident? I'm like, what accident? The three guys that died and this one here today, they're getting ready to pull the plug? I'm like, really? I said, can you ask the mom if I could come in and if I could pray? She went to the mom and asked the mom. Well, the guy is getting ready to die. Who cares? She went and asked the mom, and the mom said, okay. I went into the room. And I said, Lazarus, in the name of Jesus. And the boy jerked. And they run out of the room to get the nurse. And the nurse comes in. My boy's alive today. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I was in Enfield, Connecticut, going through my dilemma, getting ready to lose everything. And this woman have a baby, and I didn't know anything about it. My daughter and I, Trisha, we were going to Manchester, Connecticut. And the little girl that lived in my street, she was in my car. And she said, our cousin have her baby. And the baby eat the fetus or whatever. And the baby's getting ready to die. And I pulled my car over right next to exit 45 or whatever, 47, 40, one of them exit. And I said, and I started praying. Started praying in the mighty name of Jesus. And she told me what time it is. And let me tell you something, the next day I called her. I said, how is Cody? The baby name was Cody. And the time, 12 o'clock. That is when Cody lives. The God that we serve is the God of the supernatural. At that time, I was going through all different types of dilemma, and I did not want to be able to worry about nobody but myself, because I had all kind of financial problems, getting ready to lose my house, my husband getting to walk on and leave me on my kids. I don't have no time for this. And that little baby Cody grew up, and I didn't even have a car, the proper kind of car. Cody was going to go to the first grade. And the mother said I should never be out of his life. And I did want to go see him on the first grade, but my car could not move. She might have think, because Cody's white and I'm black, she might have think that I don't want to be with a black kid, a white kid, you know what I'm saying? And that's how she, this got to be how she felt. Oh, I don't want, no. But she just did not have the right car. You may be going through something tonight, but you never know how the God of the supernatural gonna change your life. He's the God of the supernatural. He is not the God of natural. He doesn't move in natural things. If he can use me, he can use anybody. I have people that come to me, and this one woman right now that come to Manchester. We have people on the line that could tell you. Half, she was lean, and the Spirit of God straightened her up and straightened out her legs. Her leg grew out in front of people in the congregation that day. We have a guy that comes down there, high blood pressure, his face lean, and the Spirit of God brought his face back. We have a woman that was on witchcraft, but her face, her eyes was like pumping, and God brought her face back. We have a girl right now from St. Francis Hospital again with a heart problem. She was a guinea pig for St. Francis Hospital. We were even doing a rally for her to get a heart transplant. And God used me and this other lady, Sister Joan, and raised her up. Right now, she's in Connecticut. She called herself Miracle Sophie. Sophia. Whatever God tells you to do, do it. He will use a donkey. And let me tell you, your vessel don't even have to be clean. The mind's not clean. You just repent from your sins and he will use you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He is no respecter of persons. So nobody will come tell me no crap because I don't want to hear. He will use anybody he wants to use for his good. I could go on and I could tell you tales upon tales upon tales of how God used me. And how he used Verna Lee, a supernatural woman of God. And how he used my daughter Sonia, a supernatural seer. And how he used my baby Natalia, an intercessor, I mean, in grace. And when I met her, she wasn't like that. But she said she wanna be like her mama, but she better wanna be like Jesus. That's how it is. I love you tonight. God is so good. And then I have my grandbaby online. That boy can pray. Just pray for him. His name is Kamar. Lift him up. That is my first baby. And then I have my Destiny. Destiny's not online. Those are warriors of the kingdom of God. And then I have one of my grandsons, his name is Matthew. When I'm a boy, I was in Martha Street and I was singing. And that young man does not play the drums. But that young man was able to play the drums by the Spirit. And whatever I was saying, he was knocking the drum in the Spirit. That is the supernatural. Pray for my family. Pray for your family. Pray for your generation. God is looking for Levites. You know how to sing? You have a voice that can sing? I got my daughter online here. I have one of my daughter online. I don't know where she's at. Michigan, wherever she's at. But if she was online earlier. Yeah. My baby girl lady. Tell you what, yes, baby girl, you lost a lot of weight. Doing good, keep it up. Tell you what, that voice that you have, go in a scoring pad. You know what a scoring pad means? It's something like with Ajax. And don't be worrying about nobody. Have the Holy Spirit clean out your lungs. You know, something trying to attack your voice. I see something trying to attack your voice. Is that true? Ma, shekina, dita, butta. Ese, you know, like you're spitting up stuff. Nyana, kita, no, remote. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break that right now. I break that mucus right now. And I say, leave her alone. That voice, he's trying to mess with your voice. You know what? Drink your water. Drink your nice, cool water. It doesn't have to be warm. With a little bit of honey in it. Not a lot. And some lemon. Whenever you're getting ready to sing, I don't know nothing about this. I'm just telling you what I felt in the spirit. It's small. That means the water have to be tipping. You know what tipping water mean? I don't know. I'm just giving you this information. It doesn't need to be hot. It just need to be cool. The water just need to, the word tip. Tipping. Very nice and cool. Keep a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of honey in it, just a little bit, right? And some honey, and some water, and a small hit of lemon. or lime? Lemon will be more preferably because you don't like lime, right? You like lime? You don't like lemon? Which one of them you don't like? You like both of them? So when you take them in, does it do something to your body, like acidity? Make you feel acidity sometimes? A little bit? Oh, okay. Well, just do that. And I stand in the gap, okay? Well, you know, it's almost 9 o'clock. I'm going to my bed. Y'all ain't going to keep me all night. Right? This ain't going to work. Not because y'all see me once in a blue moon. Y'all ain't keeping me up all night. But I tell you one thing. I'm doing God's work because, you know what? It ain't no... in time, I'm going to come try to confuse me. That's where we're going to get the rap, okay? All you got to do is to hang up the phone and get mad and you go to bed. Because I'm on God's stuff. But I'm on God's business. If you come in here, move my door before God tell you to come in here. Simple. I'm on God's time. It's 24 hours in a day. And if you can't give God 2.4 of your time, it don't make no sense. When I used to go to party, yeah, I'll party from Wednesday right back to Sunday morning sometimes. And I know how to wiggle and giggle. So if I'm up here from 7:30 and it's just 8:50, and you go come in here and ring my doorbell, it ain't happening tonight. So I'm going to tell every cockroach, stay in your lane and just let me minister. And when it's time for this roach to get out of the roach motel, he just said it's time for you to get out of here. But other than that, if he ever come to this door, that man boy might bump his head coming in here, okay? Because as it comes 7:30, 8:30, he'd be coming. You know? And as a matter of fact, he locked me off. He ain't going to happen to me. It's not even listening. Oh, he's listening. And I'm not being rude. I'm not being rude. And God, we want to minister to these people. Ain't no jackknife supposed to come in here and try to take this thing down. God is God and God alone. So we love you tonight. We thank God for you tonight. And we give you praise, Almighty God. Holy Spirit of the living God, touch each and every single one of your child tonight. Let them know that we are a part of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit of the living God, we give you thanks, God. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Hey, I love you guys. Hey, good night, everybody.